Professor Larissa Furtado, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you. It's a great to be here. It's a pleasure.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about next-generation sequencing, and our question is, what is the basis of next-generation sequencing technique?
So next-generation sequencing, which is also known as massive parallel sequencing or deep sequencing, analyzes individual DNA molecules from a large pool of DNA molecules in a massively parallel manner. And this is made possible by a critical first step whereby DNA molecules are spatially separated from each other, essentially transforming this complex pool of molecules into a collection of isolated single molecules. And the details of the separation are really not critical for this discussion, but for example, it may involve separating the DNA molecules into individual microbubbles, in the case of emulsion PCR, or by spreading fragments of DNA across a surface, such as a flow cell, which is covered with complementary oligonucleotides. So in order to produce enough signal from each individual DNA molecule, local PCR amplification is performed, creating a population of local amplified clusters. And once the individual clonal groups are generated, a great number of individual starting DNA molecules can then be sequenced simultaneously with separate data produced for each of them. And the next generation sequencing systems require that the input DNA take the form of small fragments, typically a few hundred base pairs or less. And typically, this is achieved by ultrasonic fragmentation or by other methods such as multiplex PCR or enzymatic fragmentation, and et cetera. And because DNA can be sequenced, before DNA can be sequenced, it needs to undergo the so-called library preparation. And in this process, following an enzymatic end repair, nucleotide sequences, also known as adapters, are added to the ends of the DNA fragments to make them compatible with the sequencer instrument. And each adapter has or can have index barcode sequences, which are assigned to individual patients. So multiple different samples from different patients can be put together and run in a highly multiplex fashion on a single instrument run to leverage the platform throughput. And single DNA molecules are then arrayed in solid surfaces such as flow cells or beads and sequenced in situ using reversible DNA chain terminators or cycles of oligonucleotide ligation. And the next generation sequencing signal outputs are based on luminescence or fluorescence or changes in ion concentration. And some platforms produce only one sequence read, which is the so-called single-end sequencing, while others allow for a second read from the opposite end of each fragment, which is the so-called paired-end sequencing. And the details of the sequencing reactions are also platform-specific. But after sequencing, each patient's data can be extracted from the pooled data on the basis of these patient-specific barcode sequences, which is very valuable, and it's currently frequently used in clinical laboratories to provide targeted data on many patients at once, reducing the per-patient sequencing costs. And one last concept that's worth mentioning is that there are many ways to produce sequencer-compatible libraries from genomic DNA. And the choice of the method depends a lot on the types and sizes of the genomic features being investigated, as well as other factors such as cost, sequencing platforms, and others. But for whole genome sequencing, the whole genome libraries are prepared by simply adding adapters and patient-specific barcodes to the small DNA fragments of typically a few hundred base pairs or less in size. And in other words, after the basic steps of DNA fragmentation and adapter ligation, the genomic DNA fragments are essentially ready for whole genome sequencing. But for targeted sequencing, there are some wet lab chemistry approaches such as multiplex PCR or hybrid capture probes that are used to concentrate the sequencing effort on the genomic territory of interest.
What is the role of bioinformatics in next-generation sequencing?
So the output of next-generation sequencing is actually a simple list of sequences or reads of all of the clonal clusters that were produced from the sequencing library. And in order to derive meaning, the data must first be put into a context. And the bioinformatics pipelines are used in this setting for alignment of the reads to a reference genome sequencing, for variant calling, for variant annotation, and also to assist with result reporting.
Does next-generation sequencing have any other uses in medicine?
Oh, yes. So the number of applications of human genomic analysis in modern clinical practice is vast, and it is constantly expanding due to the new discoveries and technological breakthroughs. However, the clinical applications that today are currently available generally focus on testing for inborn disease mutations via whole genome sequencing, exome sequencing, or smaller targeted panels. Also, next-generation sequencing is used in oncology testing to identify cancer mutations and cancer-related translocations. And most of the next-generation sequencing assays in oncology include smaller targeted panels between 5 to 50 genes, although larger panels using 50 to 500 genes are increasingly being utilized, particularly for clinical trial and research applications. And also in oncology, next-generation sequencing can be used for cell-free tumor DNA testing, for the non-invasive workup of a wide array of solid tumors, including for the serial and early assessment of disease, characterization of treatment effects, minimal residual disease monitoring, and assessment of clonal evolution. And another area in which next-generation sequencing is also getting some traction is in identity testing for both patient and forensic samples.
Thank you. Is there any final comment you would like to make?
I just would like to thank you for the opportunity and really tell you the audience that understanding genomics and also the different technologies that are currently being used for genomic testing is very important, because even if you are not currently directly involved with genomic testing, you probably, as you practice medicine or as you practice biology in any different field, you'll be exposed to genomics. And it's important to understand, I guess, how the technology works and the different applications and limitations. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you.